wonderful Tessa.
Hello.
I can speak to Elizabeth Rainey, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Elizabeth. My name's Michael. I'm calling you from MMA Legal with a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress, please.
Yes, Hi.
Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Elizabeth, about the case?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Just letting you know, Elizabeth, all my calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, Elizabeth, at MMA, is to go out and gather the evidence for you. Whether that's right into the likes of social services or educational authorities, any sort of, you know, the local authority up in Scotland or down here in England, wherever. It's my role and my team's role is to go out and get that evidence on your behalf. But today's call, Elizabeth, isn't so much, I have a couple of questions about your time in care, but isn't so much about your time in care. It's more to do with, you know, the trauma you faced as a child.
Right.
How that's had an effect on you into your adult life.
Right.
With, you know, stuff that I can evidence, like, sort of, you know, anxiety, depression, PTSD.
Yeah, I have all of those, yeah.
Yeah, any sort of alcohol or substance issues, then I can write to, you know,
GP. I really like saying this. I've never admitted it to my doctor on my mental health nurse, but yes, I have been drinking a lot more lately. I just lost my mum there as well, so I've been drinking a lot more lately. Thank you very much. And I smoke cannabis.
Yeah.
And I have done since I was 21.
Yeah, lots of my clients, they help them on the pain, doesn't it?
The brain.
Did you want me to go back over some of the things? No. All I want to do is talk to you about you today. That's all I need to have a chat with you about is Elizabeth today.
Right.
Have you been diagnosed with depression, Elizabeth?
Yes, I have a mental health nurse, yes.
Okay.
I'm on tablets as well.
Okay.
I battled with that too. I battled with, because I did previously go to the doctor when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
And he first gave me fluoxetine back then, but my partner then, I have 4 kids to one guy, and he was very abusive. He came home one day and caught me taking my antidepressant and called me a tablet junkie.
No, oh, wow.
So I put him all in the sink.
Yeah.
But a couple of years ago I went back and they've been trying to get the tablets correct. I mean, I've been on, this is my third attempt on the type of tablet. They've had me on like fluoxetine to the highest dose, sexoline to the highest dose, and now I'm on mitrazepine.
Okay. Yeah, I've got all of that. I'll get all your medication records when I write to your doctor, Elizabeth. So I can get all that. That's not a problem. You said obviously you've been drinking a lot more now since your mum passed.
Yeah.
Have you spoke to your doctor about your alcohol consumption, or is that just...
No, no, I keep that under wraps to myself.
Okay.
There's a lot of stuff I just keep to myself, you know?
Yeah, no, I get that. And we're dealing with hundreds of survivors, and it's pretty much a similar story all the way around.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any issues with any substances apart from cannabis? So have you had any addiction issues with any other?
Like when I was in my late 20s, early 30s, I dabbled with amphetamines.
Yeah. Okay. And did you seek any medical attention?
No, that's not again, that's the kind of stuff I keep to myself as well.
Yeah.
I'm not proud yet, you know what I mean? So I don't discuss it.
Yeah, okay. What never discussed? Okay. And I have got a really, really tough question to ask Elizabeth. I am so sorry I have to ask you this one. But have you ever tried to take your own life, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I did.
So sorry.
It was a while ago. It was when I was 40. It was actually on my 40th birthday.
On her 40th. That was 15, 14 years ago.
Yeah, again, I didn't disclose it, and if it wasn't for, like, my eldest daughter constantly phoning, I would have drifted off to a never-ending sleep.
Okay, so you didn't end up in hospital on that, no?
No, I should have done, but Laura got me a taxi down to her, and she just kept an eye on me.
Okay.
And I just kept constantly getting sick, so we took it then that the tablets were going to come up, and I felt sick for 2 days after that, but I'm still here. Yeah. Still here.
Thank you. Thank you for answering them. I know they were horrendous questions.
Yeah.
So that's the end of the questions, if you like, the tough questions. I just need to gather some information from you now. Your GP's details. Sorry, I wanted to see your preferred name.
Okay
to call you Jamie from that.
Elizabeth, my son, name.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for just grab this description. My doctor's name is
details.
Doctor Adnan.
Adnan.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Saeed.
Yeah.
SYED.
Yeah, that's fine. What's the practice details, please?
Kirsty Bank Medical Centre.
Kirsty Bank?
Yeah, K-E-R-S-I-E, Kirsty.
Alright.
Bank. Medical.
Kirsty Bank. Medical. See what? Let me Google that because the postcode.
K-E-R for Romeo. Yeah. S-I-E.
Okay. And that's that in Crane's house, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. That's all one way, isn't it, Casey Bank?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Casey Bank Medical Group.
Medical Practice, Medical Centre.
Yeah, group. They call themselves. This is really cool.
All right.
It's in Casey Bank Avenue, Grangemill. And the postcode is FK3. 3-9-8-L. Okay. And your mental health nurse, is she through your...
She's in the same practice, yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so the question the one and only question I have from your time and care is, I've got here that you're in foster parents. Where about was that? So, where would I write to? What would be the social services of foster parents that you were in?
Well, we got settled there in Kerry, so I think that would come under Stirling.
Can't you just write foster care? Stirling, yeah.
Yeah.
And let me see if I've got it.
It was also in residential care.
Okay. And was you known as Elizabeth Jane Vahies in care?
No, I was known as Janie.
Jamie. No, but yeah. I mean, social services would know you as Elizabeth Hayes.
I was a very early age, so I didn't know if my documents would be under Elizabeth or under Jamie, because my mum, so I'm led to believe my mum and dad always called me Jamie anyway, and like going to school and that, I was always Jamie.
Yeah. The teachers call you Jamie or Elizabeth?
Elizabeth Jane's on my birth certificate.
Okay. I tell you what, we leave it as your name on your birth certificate, because that should be the name you know by the local authorities and the education authority.
Okay. I know my doctor just got me doing his Jamie, buddy.
Okay. I'll write to you the with your full title.
Okay.
Yeah. The Jamie version.
Yeah.
So we're writing from there. So when I get your information back from the likes of, you know, the social services and the education authorities, do you want me to share that information with you?
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, no problem. So,
I think this is probably the biggest hurdle I've ever had to go over in my whole life.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm so sorry. So when I get your information from your family care, I'll share all the documentation that I get with you.
Perfect.
That's going to be anywhere up to 10 months' time, Jamie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you can forget about this if you like, and for the next 8 to 10 months. And,
yeah, perfect.
In 10 months' time, Jamie, there is going to be a lot of information coming your way from social services, and also we will have to go through it together at some point.
Perfect.
Like I said, obviously that's going to be a tough one, so we can do that in one call, we can do it in 10 calls, we can do it in 100 calls. You just obviously need to get through that bit together.
Perfect.
So once you're happy with all the information that all the evidence that we've gathered for you, we'll then add all your medical records for your case before we do what's called our final submission to the front of the address. Just explain what we've done so far, Jamie, is we've lodged a complaint, if you like, with Scottish Redress, so we put them on notice that we are going to claim. We've got an application application number for you. We've also been recognised as your law firm. But we've also told them we will be providing them with support and evidence. So they are waiting on our evidence. So that's where we're up to. So once we do our final submission with obviously your evidence of your time in care, your mental health, medical records, we'll do the final submission to the Scottish Redress. We then await what's called a panel date, Jamie, for a panel of individuals will then adjudicate on our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to attend. And then we will be given a notification of hopefully for recognition for you in the form of an apology and also an offer of financial compensation, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm just trying to write all this down because my memory is absolutely
gone. Okay. I'll be giving you a call every 3 to 4 weeks anyway, just to let you know how I'm getting on. Where I'm finding success and where I'm struggling, or and we can go through it together every couple of weeks.
Perfect.
Do you have any questions for me, Jamie, on that process or what the role and what's on the face?
No, I think you've covered pretty much everything that I was querying at the moment.
Before we start on this journey, I do need to go back one step with you. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I need to make sure that you are fully aware of our fees and what other options are out there available to you. I also need to run through it with you on this recorded call, Jamie, just for our compliance department, before we go off and do 10 months worth of work. So just let you know, Jamie, you can actually apply through to the Scottish Lee Dress yourself. You don't need the help of a law firm to do so. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. But that is
Yeah, I wouldn't have a clue where to start, but I think this is the best option for myself.
Okay. Option two, Jamie, is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Lee Dress, and they won't charge you any fees. The reason why they won't charge you or don't charge you any fees is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government, these law firms, as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme.
Right.
Now, these law firms, they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. They get paid anyway, if you like. I, as a fellow law firm, I can't legally discuss what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, Jamie, what they don't do for you.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that we as a law firm, we don't participate in that Government Legal Fee Scheme. We've rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either.
Yeah.
What we do with our clients like yourself is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, in which if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best possible chance of getting the most out of this process. Our fees are tied, Jamie, basically. Our fees are capped. I do mean capped at 15% plus VAT. So that works out. The maximum you'll ever pay us is 19.2% of any of the compensation you receive. You'll never pay us more than that. So no matter how much time, effort and work goes into your case, Jamie, you'll never pay us more than 19.2%. On the flip side, the no-fee side of the no-win, no-fee contract, because you've been through such emotional turmoil throughout your whole life because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial turmoil or any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful with your case.
Yeah.
So if we don't get you, or we're unsuccessful in gaining compensation for you, we won't come knocking.
Right.
And looking for any sort of fees from your side or from your pocket. Our insurance policy and our insurance cover will cover all of our fees our side. But generally, no win, no fee, Jamie. That's what I'm trying to say.
Perfect.
Is that okay?
Yes, perfect.
Okay, do you understand those three options I've given you?
Yep. I'm sure James that phoned me last week, I'm sure he went through all that as well, so yeah.
Yeah. You're still happy for it to continue with your case?
Definitely.
Excellent. Thank you. Just to let you know, Jamie, you signed a no-win, no-fee agreement with us on the 23rd of this month. You have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date from the 23rd. It's a change-of-mind period, if you like, so you can rip up any agreement with us and walk away before we start any major work on your case. If you're unaware of the 14-day from the 23rd, I can restart that from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us as a law firm, you're happy with the fees, and happy for us just to crack on, you have the right to waive the 14-day turn-off period and we can get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you.
I'm quite happy for you to waive that. I'm quite happy for it to get started,
Perfect. I'll make a note that you waive the 14-day on your account. You have my number now, Jamie. My name's Michael. I'm going to be your case worker for the duration of this claim process. If you need me for anything, just give me a call. If you want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, again, just give me a call. If you have any questions, I wait for you, Jamie, so you'll never be wasting my time, so you can always just pick up the phone and give me a call.
Yeah, absolutely perfect.
I'll write you officially within the next 2 weeks, Jamie, with all my contact details, but you have my number, save it, name me, call me.
Absolutely perfect,
yeah. Is that okay, Jamie?
Perfect, yep.
Do you have any questions for me?
No, crack on.
That's
absolutely perfect, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being so brave.
I'll
go away and start gathering the evidence, and hopefully I'll speak to you in the next few weeks and I'll have some news for you.
Yeah, Perfect, yeah, absolutely perfect.
Thank you, Jane. It was lovely speaking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and you have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Jane.
Right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.